beginners.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden to visit Baltimore this week to get an update on recovery efforts following the destruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge when a container ship hit it. Port of Baltimore remains closed, but they're working on an alternative.
The captain of the port says a temporary channel will allow cargo ships to safely circumnavigate the collapse. The lane will be about 265 feet wide, 11 feet deep, and have a nearly 100-foot clearance overhead. The passage will hopefully alleviate shipping delays in one of the country's busiest ports.
ABC's M. Nguyen. AT&T confirmed that a data breach led to the personal information, including social security numbers, of 70 million customers being posted on the dark web. The lion's share of accounts are former customers. There was no big Powerball winner Saturday night. The jackpot has swollen now to $975 million for tonight's drawing. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end of season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Thursday, milk markets were lower, April down 8 to 1556, May down 10 to 1595, June down 9 to 1668, July down 9 at 1743. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were higher, barrels up 3/4 to 142 and 3/4, 40-pound blocks up 1 to 141 and 3/4, 7 trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1/4 to 284 and a quarter, 4 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 112, 1 trade on the day. Dry whey steady at 40 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher on the day, as there was some cash trade, and not a lot, though, to really have much of a trend, but there was some technical buying in the markets after recent losses had the cattle markets severely oversold. Meanwhile, hog markets were mostly higher as they rallied into the hogs and pigs report. Some positive export inspections news, though, helped to support the hog market. April live cattle up $1.40 to $1.85. April feeder cattle up 25 cents to $2.47.12. And April hogs up 52 cents to $86.62. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets were mostly higher after USDA estimated the corn plantings at a less than expected 90 million acres. Meanwhile, winter wheat was higher after USDA's 34.1 million acre winter wheat planting estimate was less than expected. While soybeans, they were mostly mixed. Now, the prospective plantings was higher than expected, and that pressured the nearby contract. New crop corn up 15.5 to 477.75. New crop beans were up at 2.75 to 1186.25. May wheat up 12.75 to 560.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 387, April 390, May 393, new crop 423. Cash beans 1107, April 1112, May 1117, new crop 1101. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 410, April 404, May 404, new crop 422 and 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 392, April 406, and new crop at 428. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and April corn 382, new crop 422, cash and April and new crop beans all at 1111. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn $3.92, new crop $4.23, cash beans $11.13, new crop $11.01. Red Wing Grains cash and April and May corn at $4.25, new crop $4.27, cash and April beans $11.66, May $11.71, new crop $11.31. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn $3.81, new crop $4.22, cash beans $11.14, new crop $11.11. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 164 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 140 to 172, market cows 90 to 130, bulls 122 to 160, calves 270 to 990, beef steers 212 to 370, Holstein steers 170 to 332. Sheep markets at Equity, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 250 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 200 and down, goat markets does 210 and down, bucks 220 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 183 to 196, finished beef heifers 185 to 196, finished dairy steers 160 to 169, market cows 95 to 120, market bulls 120 to 155. Hog markets, market hogs at 60 to 104, light sows 56 to 66.50, heavy sows 63 to 66, and boars 20 to 24. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Everything that you'd ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on the pulse of what it is. Idlewind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music.
Idlewind at Boot Barn.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers likely today. We'll get to 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles, our low 32. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible and a high near 48. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my number to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky today.
Celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, my next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight. Eat a few more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, here we go, boy. worry about the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country 1430.
Walked in all your glory. I thought you were perfect for me. I was out of my mind. Looked like I was winning. It was the best love I'd ever been in. Just when we were beginning, the end, you left me behind. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending. Of happy ever after, you and me together. I was out of my league. I kept my heart hidden. Now I'm wishing that I didn't. Oh, who am I kidding? You were even intriguing. I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending. It could have been beautiful. If I'd only met you, if I'd only let you know what you meant to me. And if I could, I would give you a demonstration of how my imagination thought it ought to be. So much for pretending.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian White, so much for pretending here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning, April 1st. And good morning. We have temperatures in the upper 20s to low 30s. Could even see some rain and snow today. We'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also coming up this morning, Susan Littlefield will be in our newsmaker segment. She is talking with Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition about the situation in Baltimore with the Baltimore port being closed after the bridge collapse. We'll have more with Susan on that coming up in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are many reasons growers trust Stein on their operations. For starters, we're home to the industry's highest yielding genetics. But we have something else just as powerful and reliable as our products: service. With Stein, growers have the benefit of leveraging decades of knowledge from our talented agronomy and sales teams. We're ready to walk the fields with you to ensure you get the yield benefits Stein Genetics can bring to your farm. Stein Seed. Dedicated to yield. Committed to you.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. More soybeans, less corn in Farm Futures Plantings Intention Survey. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers.
Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farm Futures released its March 2024 planting intention survey results. Jacqueline Holland, a grain marketing analyst for Farm Futures, talks about what farmers are planting this spring.
We are still looking at being a little bit higher on corn acreage relative to what USDA said in their February projections. Our farmers indicated that they are looking at planting 92.4 million acres of corn, 86 million acres even of soybeans, and if those projections hold true, it would be the third largest combined corn and soybean acreage planted by farmers.
Farmers are planting less corn and more beans in 2020.
Farmers are still indicating that they're doing a one-for-one switch in less corn to more soybeans, but our corn acres are still trending higher. Our soybean acres are starting to trend a little bit higher too, and I think that just reflects the more favorable price environment for soybeans relative to corn right now. Not as many changes as we were kind of expecting to see after farmers stomached those $3 per bushel corn prices at the end of February here.
The wheat survey contained a few more surprises.
Farmers indicated that they were going to plant less spring wheat and less durum wheat this year. And compared to our previous surveys, they were a little bit more bullish on spring wheat earlier this year. But farmers are still indicating that a lot of winter wheat was planted last fall. Our farmers indicated that 38.4 million acres of winter wheat were planted. That's nearly a 5% increase from a year ago. We saw some better growing conditions on the plains through last year. There was more rain that was able to help alleviate drought conditions in the western plains.
Visit the Farm Futures website for more information. Again, that was Jacqueline Holland of Farm Futures. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers likely today. We'll get to 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles. Our low 32. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible and a high near 48. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and oh, mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. I thank God for my life, for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. A lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Zach Brown and Chicken Fried here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy April 1st. We have temperatures upper 20s to low 30s across the region. We'll have our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. This from the Pepin and Pierce County FSA offices. Some dates, farmers, you need to keep in mind. Today is the final availability date for marketing assistance loans for 2023 wheat and also oats. Also, April 29th is the dairy margin coverage sign-up deadline. Coming up on May 27th, the USDA Service Centers all will be closed in observance of Memorial Day. But today's big day if you are wanting to sign up for the marketing assistant loans for 2023 for wheat and oats. Contact the FSA office in Pepin or Pierce County's, really any FSA office, for more information on that. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. Commodity markets were closed on Friday in recognition of Good Friday and the Easter weekend, so today is the first full trading day after the USDA's release of both its prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks reports. I'll have those numbers when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Listen in to our latest Farm Files episode where we answer the burning question, who really owns the most farmland in the United States?
The real attention as far as farmland ownership in the U.S. has been on foreign ownership lately. You know, that's been in the headlines a lot. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Trading in the corn market turned bullish Thursday afternoon following the USDA's release of two closely watched reports. Prospective plantings, which is the first official survey-driven acreage report for the 2024 crop, and quarterly grain stocks, an estimate of the stockpiles of grain left from the 2023 harvest. On both reports, the data was friendlier to the corn market than analysts had anticipated. For the new crop, prospective planting survey indicated that farmers will only plant 90 million acres of corn. That figure would be 4.6 million acres fewer than last year and 2 million fewer than analysts had anticipated. Additionally, the quarterly stocks data came in on the low side of expectations, with corn usage running about 90 million bushels stronger than early estimates. The tighter-than-expected new crop potential and reduction of supplies in the countryside pushed corn futures 20 cents higher following the report, though prices moderated somewhat by the close. If corn acres are expected to decline, what are farmers going to plant instead? Well, the survey says soybeans. Planted area expected to climb by more than 3 million acres from last year. Analysts and farmers had anticipated the switch, with economic factors like higher input costs and tightening margins pushing more growers to soy. The USDA figure, however, was still slightly higher than the average trade guess prior to the report, and the acreage growth, plus slower than anticipated usage reflected on the quarterly stocks report combined to push soy futures lower through the close on Thursday. The wheat market saw largely neutral data in the reports, but the rally in corn helped inspire buyers in both Chicago and Kansas City wheat contracts to push those contracts into the green by the close of trading. Spring wheat, however, was weighed down by an acreage number 400,000 higher than analysts had anticipated. Cotton growers also got a glimpse at their acreage expectations, and I'll have those numbers after this.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
On Thursday's prospective plantings report, expected 2024 corn acres were trimmed by nearly 5%, while soy and wheat saw increases. Cotton growers, according to the survey, are planning to put nearly 600,000 fewer acres in the ground than pre-report guesses had indicated, a number that offered moderate support to the market on Thursday. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he go. Oh, well, it's bones and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call, but his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane, and he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's a bronc and the blood, it's a steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow, wow.
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go, and that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and rocking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman, now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn, nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth talking son of a gun.
such a grounded girl, but just a fan run. Of course she can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Her prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin governor announced Thursday that the USDA's Food and Nutrition Service approved Wisconsin's plan for the Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer Program to help families feed kids over the summer months. Wisconsin is the first in the nation to receive the federal approval. Created by Congress, the Summer EBT program is based on similar efforts used during the coronavirus pandemic to address food insecurity for kids. According to USDA, the summer EBT program will provide grocery buying benefits to low-income families with children of school age during the summer months when schools are closed. Based on the USDA's summer EBT for children demonstration projects and the pandemic EBT program, summer EBT benefits will come in the form of preloaded carts that families can utilize to buy groceries. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services, Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families are all working together to get benefits to families across the state. The USDA's prospective plantings report shows corn planted area will be 90 million acres this year, down 5% or 4.61 million acres from last year. Soybeans planted area for 2024 was estimated to be 86.5 million acres, up 3% from last year. The all wheat planted area for this year is estimated at 47.5 million acres, 4% below 2023 for comparable states. The 2024 winter wheat planted area at 34.1 million acres is down 7% from last year and 1% from the previous estimate for comparable states. Of the total, about 24.3 million acres are hard red winter wheat, 6.26 million acres are soft red winter, and 3.59 million acres will be white winter. Now, upland area is estimated to be at 10.5 million acres. That would be up 4% from last year. Meanwhile, here in Wisconsin, Wisconsin farmers intend to plant 3.8 million acres of corn for all purposes in 2024, according to USDA. That would be down 200,000 acres from 2023. Producers intend to plant 2.2 million acres of soybeans in Wisconsin this year. That would be 90,000 acres higher than in 2023. Farmers in Wisconsin expect to harvest 1.08 million acres of all dry hay for this year. That's approximately 50,000 acres above last year. While winter wheat producers are estimated at 265,000 acres for winter wheat this year, that's down 15,000 acres from last year. And Wisconsin farmers intend to plant 195,000 acres of oats for all purposes. That would be up 60,000 acres from last year. The Wisconsin all milk price for February was $19 a hundredweight. That according to USDA's Ag Prices Report. That was a dollar above last month's price, but $1.40 below last February's price. The U.S. all milk price for February was $20.60 a hundredweight, $1.60 higher than Wisconsin's price, and 50 cents higher than last month's U.S. price. The average price received by farmers for corn in February was $4.14 a bushel in Wisconsin, according to USDA. That was 31 cents below the January price and $2.20 below February of 2023. The February 2024 average price received by farmers for soybeans at $12.10 a bushel was 50 cents below the January price and $2.70 below the February 2023 price. All hay prices in Wisconsin averaged $179 a ton in February. That was $12 below the January price, but $19 above the February 2023 price. Corn stored in all position in Wisconsin on March 1st totaled 359 million bushels, up 14% from March 1st of 2023. That according to USDA. Of the total stocks, 54% were stored on farm. Soybeans stored in all positions in Wisconsin as of March 1st totaled 52 million bushels. That was down 1% from March 1st of 2023. Of the total stocks, 37% were stored on farm. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers likely today. We'll get to 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles. Our low 32. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible and a high near 48. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.